This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, not to forget about our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting that mail for delivery today, and the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, not to forget about the bus drivers, keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer. All right, joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let me emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you know, I'm not going to dwell on it, but yep, we had ourselves a debate tonight, and yep, we had a bunch of, we had a food fight going on there, and I'm not really sure who the adult in the room was. Have you got a discussion there for our choice?
Well, I mean, I think possibly John Delaney, simply because he actually mentioned the term workable solutions, and that didn't go over very well. That seemed to be the thrust of what he was talking about.
Well, they don't want to go anywhere. I mean, the Democrats don't want to do anything that makes any sense. They want to do everything that's upside down and backwards, and they continue to stay way out to the left. And I just don't see it happening. Now, tonight you had Bernie Sanders. You had Senator Elizabeth Warren. You had Mayor Pete. You had Beto. You had Senator Amy Klobuchar. You had the author, Marianne Williamson, who I guess wants to go pick daisies in a field, throw them up in the air and holler, kumbaya. You had Maryland Congressman John Delaney, the one you're talking about. You had former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper. And you had Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan, who I'll come back to in a minute, and Montana Governor Steve Bullock. Now, Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan should be ashamed of himself for standing on that stage when the national anthem was played and being the only one who did not put his hand over his heart. That is an embarrassment. That is wrong. And he needs to go back to Ohio and stay there.
Well, exactly. I mean, one can't really imagine why he would not have done, obviously, what is traditional.
That's his little protest.
What is honoring, exactly.
He's playing NFL with it on a political stage.
Exactly. So he's trying to score some kind of weird cred with those who would, support those kinds of protests and so forth. But it wouldn't have gone anywhere. And quite frankly, it's probably just a way to try to get some attention. He's getting attention all right for it.
Yeah. Now, tomorrow, or, well, actually tonight, because it is the next day, tonight we'll see Vice President, former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Kamala Harris, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, former HUD Secretary Julian Castro, business leader Andrew Yang, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, and Connecticut, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett will all be on the stage tonight.
That's right, and it's probably going to be a little bit more of, it's almost like here comes the big name fight card almost, because Biden and Kamala Harris will be back. Everyone will be watching to see if it's the proverbial...
Whoops. That's a Wow. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and so they'll think it, you know, could be the proverbial grudge match. But, you know, I think what was interesting about the debate tonight, Captain, or last night, rather, is that... again, the idea of Medicare for all was a pretty central topic.
All right.
And go ahead.
Beto was there tonight, right?
And Beto was there.
Okay,
right?
Here we go. This is for Beto.
If you're going to run in Texas, you can't be a liberal man. Because liberal thought is not the spirit of a Lone Star man. You got to be tough as Texas and honest about your plans. Gonna run in Texas, can't be a liberal man.
That's for Beto.
Well, right. Well, exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, one of the things that that Elizabeth Warren talked about was, again, the idea that, you know, talking about Medicare for all and what kind of health care we are going to provide was basically what she was talking about. And that really struck me, Captain. Again, it's a totally different mindset. Somehow the government is going to take over health care, and then it is going to provide it to us, this kind of thing. That sounds very scary. I think everybody should be concerned about something like that, because they're literally talking about taking away choice. They're talking about the idea that you can't pick your own doctor anymore.
That's the deal.
And this kind of thing. And so how can that be good for the American people? How can that be good for families or individuals and who look very carefully
at the deal? Now, my buddy Kayleigh McEnany, who is a Florida gal, who is now the national press secretary for the 2020 Trump campaign, tweeted out some stuff. She says, same radical Democrats, same big government socialist message, same winner of tonight's debate, President Donald Trump.
Well, right, because President Trump is the central driving factor in all of this. They're all talking about Trump. They're all, in other words, it's the obsession with Trump. It was still alive and well there tonight.
All right, hang on, folks. When we come back, we're going to be talking about California, because California, the governor signed that bill to keep President Trump off the ballot if he doesn't submit his taxes. And guess what? They can't do it. We'll talk about it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain and you haven't been able to get rid of it and you're kind of at your wit's end, I have a suggestion for you. It worked for me. It just might work for you. It's called Relief Factor. Now, I've got arthritis, and there's nothing more painful in my book than arthritis, except maybe if you tear a muscle or something like that, and that's always discomfortable. But if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, any kind of pain, muscle aches, general pain in your neck, your back, whatever, you know, that sort of thing, then I want to suggest that you check out Relief Factor, because there's a 3-week quick start that you can try. Now, it costs $19.95 plus postage to get it there, unless you want it to sped up and sent to you quicker, and then I think it's another $10 or thereabouts to get it there via FedEx or however it comes. But when I had all the problems I had, and I had gotten off the pain medication I was taking because of the side effects that I was getting with it, I decided to take Aleve. Now, Aleve, that wasn't a great idea, 6 Aleve 3 times a day. So when I heard about Relief Factor, that's what I went to. I've taken it. It's worked for me. I'm doing a whole lot better than what I used to do. Yeah, I have discomfort from time to time. But what I do is instead of taking the 2 I take normally of Relief a day, I'll take a 3rd one and boom, gone. End of story. Pain is gone. Discomfort's gone. So check them out online by going to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, the website, relieffactor.com/captain. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So your California governor, Gavin Newsom, signed a bill yesterday specifically designed to keep President Trump off the California ballot because he needs to release his tax returns to California, before he can be on the ballot.
Isn't that something?
It's not legal, number one.
Well, I know, I agree, but isn't it something that
you know, I thought President Trump's supposed to lose real big in 2020 everywhere because he's a huge racist or something. But yet, we're still seeing these kinds of maneuvers here. And come on, Governor Newsom, really? I mean, this whole idea, number one, will never fly, and I think would be struck down on its face. But also,
oh, it will.
Yeah, and I think the courts as well will be very unhappy with the idea that a law is passed primarily for one person.
Yep.
Yeah. So this doesn't have anything to do with that, because there are going to be other candidates who will not want to release.
And I challenge anybody to go find anything in print and send it to me that states that a presidential candidate or any federal candidate or any state candidate has to submit their tax returns before they can be considered to be put on the ballot. You won't find it. It's not there.
Well, right. And I'll kind of use a phrase that we've heard a lot recently, Captain, the idea of the attacking democracy. It seems to me that if you're going to try to shut out one particular candidate, as this law is designed to do, you disenfranchise millions of voters who will not be able to vote, or who would, under those circumstances, not be able to vote for the candidate of their choice. And it seems to me that that's pretty anti-democratic, if you ask me. So.
Now, before I go to my next subject, I don't want to neglect this, but North Korea played a little game again last night, and they fired off a couple of missiles. They were short-range missiles, but South Korea announced it. It came out as breaking news, and some people were a little surprised that they were do this again, but it's in light of the fact that guess who's coming to town in Southeast Asia next week?
Who's that?
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Oh, yeah, Pompeo. That's right. He's going.
He's on at least a three situation.
Well, right. And again, I think we're seeing some of these same things play out. The same issues in North Korea with Kim Jong-un and the different machinations that are going on behind the scenes there. But overall, the general thrust is that, you know, we are in a much better position with North Korea than we ever have been for many, many years. And the president, of course, loves to point that out. But this is still a very serious thing. But the president and Secretary Pompeo, of course, I think have a winning strategy on this.
And by the way, I want to say hello to some folks there. I got David, the Uber driver, that's out working. Got me on his radio. He says, I'm listening to the radio, the captain on the radio, okay? Richard, the Marine up there in Oregon. Hello, Richard. How you doing? Nick out in California. Your way doesn't say where, though, Kyle, but Nick out in California. And Sue's listening to me tonight. And hello, Sue. How you doing? And give Pineapple a hug for me. That's her dog.
Oh, very cool. That's
yeah,
great.
Cute, hello, cute yeah. little dog. You always see a lot of pictures she puts up on Facebook. But anyway, back to what we're talking about. Now, okay, so there is nothing anywhere when it comes to talking about tax returns for any political candidate to run for any office. I mean, it's just not there. The vetting for people that run for public office is left up totally to the political party.
To the political parties, exactly. And I can't imagine that even so, even if political parties put up some kind of restrictions like that,
mm-hmm.
that it really could fly in the long run. Because again, the people are out there. I mean, hey, we got 24 people running for the Democrat nomination, and they're trying to accommodate these different debates and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's because people, the general idea is that people want to be able to choose who they want to choose.
Now, yesterday, Baltimore, Fox News affiliate in Baltimore, went to a section in Baltimore where it was a very, rancid-looking trash in the street and in the corners type of place, a lot of run-down buildings, and they set a camera up. And they set a camera up looking at a vacant lot. And it didn't take very long, and all of a sudden the rats were running here, the rats were running there, the rats were running everywhere. So they were proving the fact, the point that there's rats running around in Baltimore. Now, here's what the president had to say about Baltimore yesterday.
The government has pumped in over the years billions and billions of dollars to no avail, to absolutely no avail.
Baltimore is an example of what corrupt government leads to. Billions of dollars have been given, and I feel so sorry for the people of Baltimore. And if they ask me, we will get involved. But we're already involved from the standpoint that over many years, billions and billions of dollars have been given to Baltimore. It's been misspent. It's been missing. It's been stolen with a lot of corrupt government. And as you know, Cummings has been in charge. Now, I will say this. I think that Representative Cummings should take his oversight committee and start doing oversight on Baltimore. He'd find out some real things.
Love it.
Oh, absolutely.
Should take his oversight committee to Baltimore and start doing oversight on Baltimore. Love it.
Well, right. Well, I mean, when there's obvious, you know, probable cause for massive corruption.
How about $95 billion and they can't even find some of it?
Well, exactly. I mean, this is the kind of thing that this is why oversight exists. And I'm so glad the president pointed that out, because there's something procedural that Representative Cummings can actually start on. But, of course, most of the media will be running cover and simply try to make it a thing about racism.
And remember when they had the riots there because of what went on in Ferguson, Missouri?
Right.
So they said.
Right.
It was just another excuse for urban renewal. When I heard that, I said, well, here comes urban renewal in Baltimore. And the police were told to back down and this, that, and the other and all that stuff by one of their mayors. Remember all that?
Right.
Well, as a result, the police have backed off the last couple of years or so. They've had three mayors in the last three election cycles, and their murder rate is way up this year.
That's right. I think it's the highest in the nation, higher than Chicago.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, so these things, this is unconscionable, and it's certainly something that these are the kinds of things we need to be focusing on, not what did the president tweet and what did some celebrity tweet and all this kind of stuff. These are actual real people, and the president's actually calling this out, but yet it seems that there are a lot of people trying to simply say, no, well, wait a minute, you know, don't pay attention to the rat-infested squalor, but only think about President Trump criticizing Cummings, and that's somehow racism. It is so ridiculous and just patently absurd that we can't even wrap our minds around that.
Right. And by the way, I just got a picture of Pineapple. Sue was listening to us. Sent me a picture of Pineapple, the dog, looking at me like, that you talking on the radio?
Very cool.
Yeah, and hello to Al in Nebraska, too, by the way. But anyway, we're getting ready to take a break. And when we come back, we got plenty of stuff to continue to talk about here. Again, you know, the North Korean thing, we're watching what's going on over there. And again, when we come back, I'm going to talk about something that's coming up with the attorney, Joe DiGenova. We'll tell you what's going on there. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president continues to be pressed about his remarks about what, despite its challenges and problems, its locals have called the Charm City. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Baltimore is an example of what corrupt government leads to.
In his latest defense of his remarks about the city of Baltimore and Congressman Elijah Cummings, who represents part of the city, President Trump is clarifying he has nothing against the people of Charm City. But he does have a problem with the Democratic politicians who run it.
Billions of dollars have been given, and I feel so sorry for the people of Baltimore.
The president speaking to reporters outside the White House there as he prepared to climb aboard Marine One. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 23 points, the S&P down 8, and the NASDAQ down 20. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO can be found on the web at GEICO.com, GEICO, GEICO.com. And GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host. Now, your local GEICO office can give you coverage for anything you drive, whether it's a car, whether it's a truck, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or even a snowmobile. So, check them out. And don't forget, they can also give you help with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agent. Now, go to GEICO.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, to find out who your local agent is. Or if you have a phone book, go to the phone book, or go to the Internet and look them up that way. Just don't use Google, because remember, Google spies on people. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, hang on a second. We got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jim from St. Pete.
Okay, what's on your mind, Jim?
Well, I just wanted to pass on a little info. You probably are aware of this, but the corruption in Baltimore goes back to Spiro Agnew.
Correct.
And during that time, the three-term mayor was Tommy D'Alessandro.
Mm-hmm.
And his daughter is Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right.
And, okay, well, I just wanted to make sure you were aware of that.
Well, we're going to.
All I have, sir.
Thank you, and thanks for listening, and we're going to talk about that. So thank you very much, Jim. Have a great day. All right, and Kyle, you know, Jim is telling the truth. I remember all that. And Spiro Agnew, by the way, was had to resign in disgrace as the vice president. That's how we got Gerald Ford.
That's right. Yeah, I think he under for bribery or something like
that.
Oh yeah, if I recall correctly.
Yeah. And that's when we found out about Nancy Pelosi's father.
Yeah, I mean, so I mean, sometimes you have these very interesting connections into the even the modern day, you know, political happenings. Very interesting. And but unfortunately, now Baltimore is going to become some rallying cry of the left that somehow everything's
what
okay.
Bring in the rats.
Bring it. Well, see, this is why it's so nonsensical, because this is one thing maybe the Republicans and Democrats could work together on, or they could say.
You would think,
right? Because again, there are actual people involved.
Okay. Let me back up. You're in California, right?
Oh yes.
Do you know that you are not very far away from Los Angeles, where they're talking about cases of the bubonic plague coming back because of the airborne disease that's coming up from the trash, the garbage, the human feces, and all that stuff that's on the street? And when they wash the street down and wash it into the sewer, that's all going into the air? Do you realize they're talking about that?
Absolutely.
They've got a typhoid situation going on that's almost to epidemic proportions in Los Angeles, the city.
That's right. The typhus is very, very widespread now from what we understand. But you're right. You know, you would learn in history books, in history class, about the bubonic plague in the Middle Ages, that kind of
thing.
That's
correct.
And you think, oh my goodness, you know, we live.
They killed a whole bunch of people in Europe and almost wiped them out.
That's right. I think it was even called the Black Death.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, Captain, my trip to Yosemite over this last weekend, we drove through L.A. going to
Yosemite.
That's right. Yes.
And
I was thinking about just exactly what you're talking about. You know, this terrible, terrible crisis that's going on in Los Angeles right now. And I agree with Dr. Drew, who talked about the idea of it's essentially a mental health problem. But when you have the recipe for a bubonic plague outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness! Again, this is something where we need to be actually fixing these things and not simply trying, as the Democrats are doing in so many ways, to simply garner more political power. It's terrible.
Now, Joe DiGenova, who is a frequent Fox contributor, former U.S. attorney, has been has sued the government to get material declassified, which he's in the middle of the declassification process, and he will start, I believe, as soon as today, declassifying documents that will show the criminal investigation of senior Obama DOJ and FBI officials that is now going taking place under Attorney General Barr. The names that are going to pop up are going to be James Comey, James Clapper, John Brennan, and others, all under criminal investigation by the Department of Justice and the Attorney General William Barr.
Well, this is going to be a very interesting.
This is a huge development.
Oh, absolutely. Now,
and we're reporting it first right here because we got the information and I was told to go ahead and run with it.
Well, exactly right. And that's why this is a very exciting moment, because just a few months ago, Joe DiGenova was talking about the idea of what he called the Barr Bill.
Right.
The AG Barr Bill. And who's going to pay the Barr Bill? And the Barr Bill is going to be paid essentially by Brennan, Comey, and Clapper. This is really something, because we're going to see these things roll out, and it's going to be based on facts, investigation by actual prosecutors who are looking to find out, did something happen? You know, just because someone's under criminal investigation doesn't mean anything until that investigation's concluded and there are charges and there's a trial or what have you. But we're going to see, I think, some very professional work here. The American people have the right to know what kind of conspiracy was going on regarding this whole 2016 Russia collusion hoax.
And who is the one that's at the tip of the spear that has the most to lose right now? Do you know?
Well, I think it would be Comey.
That's right, James Comey, because he's the one, the FBI and the people that were working in the FBI. And by the way, in hour number three, Denise Simon and I are going to be talking about the FBI agents that were involved in the Mueller probe. And wait till you hear us talking about those guys and this type of stuff that they were involved in, the investigations over the years, because this was was their last hurrah. Remember, a lot of these people that went with the Mueller investigation, they were retiring.
Exactly right. And actually, after what happened with the Mueller testimony, so many people are asking the question, well, who is actually running the show? How did they actually?
Well, we're gonna in a very simple manner by using the investigators and who they were reporting to. And by the way, it was not Robert Mueller, who they were reporting to, who was actually running the show. But that if people want to stick around and make sure they hear hour number three with Denise Simon.
Absolutely. No, she's extremely good and she will have all kinds of great stuff on that. I know that.
Yeah. And then hour number four. When we have the Colonel's Corner with Colonel Jim, we're going to be talking about some military stuff that we haven't had an opportunity to say too much about until the Colonel comes on, and then we're going to spill the beans on a few things that are going on, including Africa and what's going on there, because Africa is the new Middle East.
Yes, exactly. Well, that'll be very interesting. Look forward to that.
Yeah, and then the bottom of hour number four, we'll have Brooke with Brooke's Way. She's going to be on the program. We're going to be talking about her latest article. But anyway, back to what you and I are talking about here. And, you know, you just can't help but wonder when it is we're going to get some bipartisanship here with the men and women in Congress and in the Senate, the House and the Senate, working with each other. I mean, they got the perfect opportunity to do it on some of these things. And health insurance is important. Yeah, things need to be done. But we don't need Obamacare or anything to do with that anymore again, because that's what created our problems to begin with.
Well, right. And, you know, another question that pops up with the Medicare or health care for all, free health care for everybody type of thing, you know, it sounds good because it sounds like you're trying to do something good. But it seems to me, Captain, that at these rates, I think even one of the candidates last night mentioned that, hey, what happens if you just pay all the doctors and hospitals at the Medicare rate? And they said, you know, well, pretty much, you know, they're going to close down.
That's right.
And I don't know where the incentive is going to be. See, because in our society, so much is based on incentive and being successful.
Profit and loss.
Profit and loss. And so where are all these doctors going to go?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are some great doctors
out there. But here's the other thing, Kyle. Before Obamacare came along, health care was cheaper.
Yes.
Cheaper.
Well, that's right. Yeah,
much cheaper.
I'm still waiting for my $2,500 savings. I think it went up.
You mean that they promised you $2,500?
That's right. Yeah. Keep your doctor.
Well, why don't we go ahead and just sue Barack Obama for saying that? A class action suit, the citizens of the United States versus Barack Obama.
Right. Well, exactly. And then when you factor in, well, now we're going to also have ongoing health care plans or something, or ongoing health care being paid for illegal immigrants. I'm not talking about emergency care. Yeah, I'm not talking about emergency care where you help someone because they need an emergency help, but we're talking ongoing health care, which seems to be counterproductive to the idea of trying to save money on health care.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Got to go, and see you then.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, kylewarrenshow.com. kylewarrenshow.com. Go over there. Check it all out. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil, stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
All right, that's a highway junkie song for all the truckers out there in the highways and byways tonight. Just heard from Catwoman and Road Dog there in Matthews, Missouri. She's behind the wheel headed south now towards Laredo, Texas. You guys be safe out there tonight. Don't want to hear about anything. And by the way, roads are looking pretty good as you're pointed south down there. Might have some stale, rotten, dungy air to deal with going through the Dallas area, because it looks like the Metroplex once again has got a poor air advisory alert for the Dallas area, plus out east towards Longview. But anyway, let's get started down here, South Florida. We've got some unsettled weather in South Florida, Lake Okeechobee South down to Key West area, and it looks like there's some thunderstorms developing down in there tonight. Temperatures, of course, in the daytime were up in the 90s, and right now they're in the 80s, so it's very warm and humid down there, so we could be having some thunderstorms kicking in by the looks of what I'm seeing here, South Florida, so be careful down there if you're headed down that way. Elsewhere, going up I-95 all the way towards New York City, you'll be fine. But in New York City, you've got a high heat advisory right there. New York, Long Island, and the western part of Connecticut, that's pretty much where it is tonight. Probably will be gone by tomorrow because locally heavy rainfall is possible in several spots across the country, which could lead to big-time flash flooding. Now, a cold front is arriving in the northeast later tonight, tomorrow, which will produce scattered showers and thunderstorms. Increased monsoonal flow into the southwest will result in heavy rain, and showers and thunderstorms will impact the Midwest. Now, we do have the Yuma, Arizona area, the Phoenix area, the Tucson area, and down along the Mexico border, I-8 and I-10 tonight, we have got some rain showers, some flash flood watches there in the area. Again, it's been very hot out there, and anytime they get rain after the ground has been caked and hard as a rock, that's when you get a lot of these runoffs and a lot of problems. So there's flash flood watches and warnings all through that area in Arizona and eastern California tonight, so be advised about that. Now the Midwest, there will be some scattered showers across Wisconsin and Illinois and Kentucky and the eastern part of Missouri and also into Tennessee and the central part of Mississippi. Might even see some in the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania by the looks of things here. Some unsettled weather tonight. Rapid City, South Dakota area. You might get a thunderstorm or two kicking in later. Also, you've got, again, the stagnant air, the bad air advisory. Medford, Oregon, that area up there. Again, it's been that way for about 4 or 5 days. And in the Pacific Ocean, you have got an active major Hurricane Eric and Hurricane Flossie out there right now in the Pacific. And right now, as far as what that may or may not affect, it's not affecting anything in the U.S. But we're going to watch Hurricane Flossie because it may have the tendency to come back towards Mexico and come in through the Baja. We'll see how that all works out here, but that's what you got. Now, the Truckers Highway Enviro Report is always brought to you by your Pilot and or Flying J truck stop. Now, remember that Pilots and Flying J's are just not your father's truck stop anymore, because I've talked to you a lot, told you back in the day, Pilots, you'd pull in there, they'd have the hot dogs on the little circular grill rolling around. You get a hot dog bun, a bag of chips, a soda, out the door you go. That's about all they had except for ice cream. That's what a Pilot was. Fast, in and out type, self-service gas pumps, diesel pumps and all that sort of stuff. But not anymore. Some of the Pilots now have got travel centers the size of the Flying J's, depending on where you go, because of the changes they made and the other truck stops that they bought to make them bigger. Now, Pilot, you could find an Arby's, you could find a Chester's Chicken, you could find a Dairy Queen, you could find a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, or even a full-service, full-menued Dunkin' Donuts. In the Flying J's, you'll find Denny's, Huddle Houses, and Moe's Southwest Grill or restaurants, and they're all really good, too. And don't forget that your Pilot and Flying J, not being your average truck stop anymore, The travel centers have got all kinds of amenities for the drivers, including a large parking lot, Catskills. You can get your permits there for your oversized, your overweight, your overheight loads there, too. Trip packs to get your loads in time to be able to get paid. Truck washes. The audiobooks that drivers like to get out there in the road and listen to. Pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks, so you can get in there and use your computer if you need to. ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet, which means you can have internet service in the truck stop while you're out there in the parking lot for your laptop computers. And, of course, the big lounges with the nice big screen televisions for professional drivers to be able to watch television shows, the ones that they want to watch. So keep all that in mind as you get out there in the highways and byways. If you haven't been to a Pilot or Flying J lately, pull on in there. Check them out. By the way, up there, I-75, Valdosta, and Lake Park, the Flying J and the Pilot that's up in there. Stop by. They've got the radio on. Listen to the program right now. Tell them the captain sent you, and I know you'll get a free cup of coffee up there because they told me they're doing it. And by the way, that's where Nelson stops almost every night, so you might run into Nelson up there too as he's traveling back and forth. Now, coming up next hour, top of the hour, Ms. Rosemary will be on with some of her thoughts and prayers, of course, for everybody out there. We'll also be taking your phone calls after Ms. Rosemary's segment. And we've got some more interesting audio here to play. Some of it has to do with tonight and the debate. But we've also got a lot of what the president said yesterday before he hopped on the aircraft and went on down to Virginia to speak down there. And we've got a lot of the other things that have been going on here because the comments back and forth between the Democrats and the Republicans right now border on the ludicrous. They really do. And the blacks calling everybody racist for whatever reasons. We're stuck on stupid. We're stuck on stupid. Al Sharpton, the comments he's made, he needs to go back and take his tinker toys with him and sit there in the parking lot somewhere in some church and wait till somebody comes along and hands him money. Because he is a con man. He is a con man. He's also a big-time troublemaker. Always stirring the pot and then trying to do what he can to get in there and get his hands on some free money that corporations are stupid enough rather than put up with him. Or I'm saying rather than just tell him to go pound salt, they tolerate him, put up with him, and hand him money for his Rainbow Coalition. Or no, that's not it. For the National Action Committee. But and Jackson's the one with the Rainbow Coalition. He's another one. But we haven't heard much out of him because he at least has been keeping a lower profile than Al Sharpton. All right. Going to go to the top of the hour break. On the other side of the break, Ms. Rosemary. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and Kathy's going to take us to the top of the hour break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.